Okay, so we are recording now, and Scott, for starters, will you state your name and your title?
Sure, my name is Scott Blair, and meteorologist here at the National Weather Service, Pleasant Hill.
All right, now, Scott, it finally kind of feels like fall weather in our listening area. Will you tell me a little bit about what weather patterns brought these cooler temperatures about?
Sure. Well, we're seeing an active pattern aloft where we're seeing a lot of upper disturbances come through, bringing in a little bit of cool reinforcement air, if you will. But the atmosphere has been pretty dry, so we haven't seen a whole lot of precipitation with that. We're not expecting to see a whole lot in the upcoming week through the weekend. What we will see is a continued shot of cooler air to where we'll see some temperatures at or below normal temperatures for this time of year.
And any possibility of a warm-up in the next few weeks?
Well, probably the warmest day that we'll be able to see is actually tomorrow on Thursday, where temperatures should reach back into the middle 60s during the afternoon. Once we get past that, we will see some cooler weather come in on Friday. You'll notice a lot of cloud cover, maybe even some light rain showers move through the area, where highs will only be in the middle 50s. And once we get into Friday night, Saturday morning, those clouds will clear, and that will set up a good environment where we might even see temperatures as low as the middle 30s to upper 30s. So somewhere in that area, definitely chilly fall weather for this time of year.
And so when you say chilly fall weather, are these a little bit cooler than a standard, or what is the standard at this time of year?
Oh, that's right. The standard for this time of year is high temperatures, around usually the middle 60s, with lows in the middle 40s. So when we start looking at temperatures in the middle to upper 30s, you know, we're some 5 to 10 degrees below what we should be for this time of year.
And is there any concern at all about people with gardens and such needing to be aware of a frost?
Yeah, that'll be something we'll definitely need to keep a very close eye on once we get into Saturday morning. Just as a precaution, if anybody does have real sensitive vegetation, they can go ahead and move that in just in case. We'll have a better idea of exactly how cold we'll get when we get closer to the early part of the weekend, but certainly that'll be something for people to keep in mind if they do have that sensitive vegetation to bring that indoors Saturday morning.
All right. Well, Scott, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I think you got it all covered.